Welcome to Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work of April 29, 2018. The most recent draft for the PDF of these shows is number 1051. Sisters and brothers, during the last two shows, we reported on a new EMF wave that the power guys are using on me. And because we are all guinea pigs to these guys, and me particularly being a thorn in their side, I've come to see they test on others new EMF weapons that they plan to use on me. I suspect this new weapon has been tested extensively and that there have already been numerous victims of it. This concern merits taking a moment to provide a few suggestions if you suspect you're being targeted with it, and targeting requires drones and, of course, adjuncts on the ground, so keep that in mind, particularly if you don't have a cell phone. The suggestions audio files from earlier shows posted to the blog page paragraph with the current date are insufficient for coping with this EMF wave. Keep eating garlic and ginger, sending energy until you get to the pain, though true, no longer feels adequate as I keep getting to the pain over and over. And so the usual cues that you've cleared enough seem to extend like a moving target, though my situation is likely more extreme as they continuously re-injure me. The problem with this new wave, EMF wave, is that the mucus is so thick, it feels like I'm chipping away at a brick with a toothbrush when I clear. It feels as if it's almost solidifying in my head, chest, and ears. And the chest pain is more intense, either from the injury, the pressure of the voluminous mucus, or both. When I first mentioned this new EMF wave during the April 8, 2018 show, I noted how it freezes my head and chest and hands and body and home. And it's occurred to me that this wave weapon may be based on another one of Nikola Tesla's discoveries or inventions. Are there any Nikola discoveries and inventions that the power guys haven't turned into weapons? Aside from alternating current and the three-phase induction motor and robotics and wireless communication, the radio, I neglected to add. I'm sure there's others, which Nikola got out before they got him in their clutches. In our show where we learned about his vertical takeoff flivvercraft invention, no doubt inspiration for the Jetsons, please see from our August 27, 2017 show, the audio file, Nikola's Flivver Kept From Us By. We also learned that this was an extremely intense period for him. The power guys, the Plato's tribe, were as assiduously working to stop him from getting money as he was to get some. He wanted to save Wardenclyffe and demonstrate his technique for generating power wirelessly, which they wanted to keep to themselves exclusively. So he was set on commercial success, focusing on devices and techniques he could take to market. Quoting Margaret Cheney, although the torrent of money never came, Tesla did manage to find occasional major investors. Thus, the Tesla Ozone Company was incorporated in 1910 with a capital of $400,000 to develop a process with several commercial uses, among them refrigeration. Unquote. And ozone is produced when an electric spark passes through air. Quoting from Margaret Cheney's Tesla Man Out of Time. Is it not likely that this was yet another of Nikola's discoveries that was weaponized by the power guys? It would explain the sense of being gassed. Gassed also fits with the mucus being so thick. It's important that this density of the mucus be addressed aggressively. Screaming is key. It loosens the packed mucus, if not exactly making it flow readily, particularly at the ears, but also everywhere. And with the heat of the garlic and ginger, and the pressure of coughing and gagging yourself, you can get it to go. I bend over the kitchen sink when I do this, with my face under a running stream of water, gagging with my toothbrush, blowing my nose with my fingers. This process of clearing generally takes me a couple hours each time I do it, before and after sleep, before and after this show. Though I loosen and cough, send energy to my head, suck and chew ginger during the other hours, as they are continuously assaulting me. The problem is the mucus is so voluminous and thick, and the mucus behind what you've cleared remains compacted. So, as the injuries to ears, head, and chest are more intense, you get to the extreme pain many times. There are many injuries. But when eating garlic doesn't cause pain, or the pain has lessened significantly, you know you're almost done with the clearing. So it takes a lot of time and patience, and you must endure a lot of pain. This is all the more challenging because our tendency is to avoid pain, particularly when it's the chest, I suspect, because of our fear of heart attack. My chest hurts now when I cough, so this is a new injury, and no doubt a tactic to keep you from coughing, which you must do to live. And your head and ears feel like they're being stabbed when you eat garlic to clear. There's such voluminous mucus there. A lot of pain just to stay on this side of life. Screaming is not just essential to clearing the mucus at the ears. It also eases the pain, breaks up the mucus, and facilitates healing, shrinks the swelling. Of all the EMF injuries, although in my case healing can't happen because the assault is relentless, we should not forget that this is an injury of multiple kinds, depending on the specific kind of EMF weapon used, though it both mimics or simulates and causes disease. Doubtless by their experimenting with frequencies, they've invented a few, and that the mucus is the body's protective response to it, which then leads to the problems, heart attack, heart disease, strokes, that can kill you. Although they seem to initiate their making you a target with an assault that feels all body, such that you can find it painful to walk. The targets on the body are generally the head, chest, legs, feet, ears, and jaw, varying by the type of EMF weapon being used, and whether their aim is to cause disease, death, or humiliation. For instance, it seems highly likely that a laser EMF weapon was used on Prince's baby's skull. Can a physician attest to the impossibility of it? As we've discussed, for instance, in our Waking Up radio show of August 21st, 2016, quoting from the number 10 audio file from that show, Nicholas and Miklos is needed. No word yet on the results of the police investigation, including the full autopsy findings into the death of Prince. There must be some Miklos Neasleys out there who, as a matter of professional interest, can press for the findings release, analyze them, and report what you find. Was there swelling? Where? What was the specific drug used? How much? How did it get in him? How long had he been dead? Were his muscles contracted? Was the iron in his blood excessive? Toxic levels of it? And is there any documented evidence of the physiological effects of any type of EMF radiation? And this was given to us in quite a nice summary by Henry Kissinger last week, speaking of the previous show, which would be August 14, 2016. He talked about extreme fatigue. And that's what I mean by the term electrical paralysis, because it feels electrical. But I do understand why it would be described as extreme fatigue, because it is. But it's many things besides a feeling of fatigue, with the swollenness, numbness, etc. We're only asking for the full truth. Shall we live in society or out of it? In society, there's no state that murders us clandestinely. And I must add this to my request to the good-hearted Mikloses in discussion with our radiant Nicholas, who read this. Prince's child died of a rare condition, a fused skull, and we've since learned from Nicola and Margaret Cheney that various kinds of EMF cause various physiological effects. Could a laser targeting the skull of a baby in utero or a fetus cause it to fuse? As Prince was being assaulted, and their obsession with hurting Prince far exceeds their obsession with hurting me, I think it likely that Prince's baby did not have a syndrome, but was rather murdered with a laser EMF weapon, and that this same type of EMF weapon caused the hip injury Prince received. If Prince had had surgery, they would have paraded somebody from the team of specialists who would diagnose, perform, and provide follow-up therapy for such a thing long before this. As Prince said, "Pardon me for thinking, but there's something under my hair. I bet you thought the lights were on, but no one's living there. You think that if you tell enough lies, they will see the truth?" And I know that the injury to Prince's hip was caused by an EMF weapon, because the very week he was murdered, they did the same thing to me. And I'm still trying to figure that one out. It's far too big a coincidence that the type of EMF injury done to him, the injury to his hip, would, for the first time, after years of my having been tortured by them, been done to me too, days before he was murdered.